Hey there.
Hello, I'm Carly Lewis.
And I am Jamie Lewis.
And you are listening to Catch the Musical, the Movie, the Podcast.
A weekly episodic recount of what we think the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats the Musical is.
So thanks again for listening last week. Fingers crossed we aren't messing up the plot too much. You know, this is again just based on what we think it might be from the very little information we know.
But we are very serious journalists, and so we are trying our hardest not to put out fake information out there about Cats the Musical.
We are. It's not fake news.
We are taking this as seriously as we can. And speaking of serious things, I have a big apology to make.
Oh no. Yes.
So it seems that last week there was a moment where you were saying that you didn't want to be Grisabella all the time.
True.
To which I agreed with,
mm-hmm.
For reasons that were selfish in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Which is totally fine. I think that's not what I'm apologizing for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to want to be the star, too.
Of course.
However, what I did want to address and apologize to you in front of all of our listeners...
Oh, good Lord.
...is for not correcting you when you said that you were a bad actress, because I think you have been doing so good.
Well, Jamie Lewis.
You're
that
great...
That is so sweet of you to
say. Yeah, I know.
It's not necessarily true, but thank you. I accept your apology.
Okay,
anyway.
Great.
Thank you.
And may I say, you're a great catress if you're not a good actress.
Okay, I'll take it.
Great.
Previously on Cats the Musical, the Movie, the Podcast.
Oh! Grisabella!
What is this about?
A stop sign back on there
it
on...
Was what? Oh,
ma'am.
No. Sweaty. I think you're mistaken.
You're right, I am. I don't know, Grisabella. I feel kind of bad about being mean to little Meek Sean.
You don't need to feel bad when you're a Jellicle. Then we pan away back to Sean Spencer. You know, I just wish I had the confidence to take down the Jellicle cat. And I think that's the end of scene 2.
Yeah, that's the end of scene 2. Act 1, scene 3.
All right, where do you want to start?
I like continuing in that dark alley.
With Sheriff Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Who is he with?
Let's give them names later.
Okay.
This is what I want.
Go on.
I want... a junior police department.
Oh.
Which is just a bunch of little kittens.
Oh, so cute. I love it.
And they all look up to Sheriff Sean.
Mm-hmm. And they all are in little cat cop uniforms.
Yes, yes. But they're like plastic.
Yeah.
And they have like...
They have badges.
Yeah, little plastic badges,
mm-hmm.
that are shiny. And they say, junior cop.
Kitty cop.
Junior kitty... say kitty cop on them.
Kitty cop on them.
If we ever have merch.
Kitty cop badges are the first
cop,
that
yes.
we'll be selling.
They
the
are.
First things we'll be selling.
All right. Well, Sean, why? Okay, I'm gonna do another take of that.
All right.
Well, Sean, why don't you just stand up to old Grisabella?
No, I'm Sean. You don't understand. It's not that simple.
What do you mean it's not that simple? Every day you tell us we can do anything we put our minds to.
You know, you're right. We should do something. I just don't know where to start. Do we start with Grisabella? And then his partner next to him says...
You know, I've got powerful people on my side.
Like?
Old Duta Rano. Me. And
da-da-da!
Then... And then, yeah, music breaks out there. And
da-da-da!
we see, what's that called? Cloud?
Yes.
But on ground. Ground
smoke.
Cloud. Yes.
A fog machine.
Fog machine.
A fog machine.
We see fog fill the back part of the alley.
Love it.
And lights turn on, and then Old Deuteronomy rises out of...
A trash can.
A trash can.
Yeah, because Old Deuteronomy... I mean, I know that they're, like, really important character in the story, but they look so dirty every time I see them. So I feel like they live in a trash can.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. All right. Normally I have a tune inside of me, but I don't today.
Shocker.
I heard you need a friend in a high place. I'm glad that you called me into this place. I can be the cat that you needed. I can be the cats who lead. Ed is the other.
Is the other.
Is the other
partner.
Cop.
Okay.
I have pool amongst the Jellicle cats. Because I was the teacher of all their dads. In the third grade, I taught them everything they know. And now they're old and gray, and they have favors that they owe to me. Boom. To me. Boom. Yeah, so I, Old Deuteronomy, meet Sheriff Sean. Sheriff Sean, meet Old Deuteronomy.
Wow, such an honor. I've heard so much about you.
You don't need to... I know the honor is all yours, so...
All right. So where do we start?
Okay.
Who do we start with?
Oh, sorry. I thought that you and I were talking.
Me, you and I can talk.
Let's do another take of that.
I don't know who we start with. Who's on top?
The ones that commune with the aliens. Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
And tell me more about this magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Are we gonna do another number here? We know this number. We can't do this number.
I feel like we can.
That's like gotta be like copyright somehow.
Probably somehow. Okay, so
okay.
Insert magical Mr. Mistopheles number.
Well, so is magical Mr. Mistopheles the one on the top? Are they getting that they are going to try to manipulate through Old Deuteronomy? Or are they going to bring him into the inner circle right now?
Well,
I think
he's definitely on top.
Yeah, so I think he's definitely on top. Also, I established that he communes with the aliens, which I don't think you got as excited about as I did.
Because I know the end
got,
and it doesn't...
It does fit.
Okay, I guess it does fit in a different religion.
It's a UFO. Spoiler alert. The tire is a UFO.
That honestly makes more sense than what I read, so sure. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Got it.
So aliens are why the tire flies.
Okay.
Okay, so I think Mr. Mistopheles is up at the top, and that is, like, one of our story arcs.
Okay.
So we are getting to him to
right.
take him down, to also take down...
Grizabella
and the Jellicle Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe... Because memories happens.
Yeah, memories does happen.
So maybe... Yeah, we'll write that when we get there.
I think maybe, like, at the end of Act 1 is when memories happen. Like, we, like, take down Grisabella at that moment, and then we bring her to our side.
Yeah.
And then the second act
like
is,
that.
Like, her fighting with us.
Like
us meeting Ed and Sheriff Sean.
Ed and Sheriff Sean.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so Magical Mr. Mistopheles
is at the top.
Is at the top, has connections with aliens.
Yes.
Love it.
Which is how he got his magical powers.
Right, makes
yes.
sense.
Yeah. Because, so, like, I would understand if he... we watched that YouTube video of the musical number Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
We sure did.
Which I also knew beforehand
mm-hmm.
because of my grandma's Broadway hit CD that she used
mm-hmm.
to play for us
yes.
while we were driving around in the back of her car.
Sweet Mimi.
Sweet Mimi. But, okay, Magical Mr. Mistopheles, he has lightning power. If he was just, like, pulling flowers out of people's ears and bunnies out of hats, I'd be like, maybe aliens don't have to be involved. But lightning powers?
Yeah, he's involved in some mad stuff.
Yeah, some sinister stuff.
Black magic.
Yeah. Dark voodoo.
Dark voodoo stuff. Dark alien voodoo stuff.
Dark alien voodoo
Which we
stuff.
Don't promote, but...
We don't. Do not...
Do not try this at home.
Do not practice dark alien voodoo.
Seriously.
It is a dangerous thing.
Seriously, don't. Okay.
Okay, but so, Mr. Mistopheles. Magical Mr. Mistopheles. He's very connected. He's at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, with our dialogue, flesh out what he does that's so bad. Because
okay.
all we know is that just, like, they're kind of punks.
Okay.
Just jerks.
So, pan over to the Jellicle Society in Mr. Mistopheles' mansion.
What a scrumptious dinner of beer brats. And sauerkraut.
Would you like some more pastries, Mr. Mistopheles?
Oh, I couldn't eat another... Okay, I must. Thank you. What is on these?
Powdered catnip.
Delicious. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Gosh darn it, missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Well, you are dismissed.
Puffy.
You are dismissed, Puffy. I'm always forgetting all of these people's names.
That's Puffy walking away.
That's Puffy walking away. Okay. Wow, what's another Jellicle cat? The one that's gonna rise to power.
Oh, Victoria the something.
Victoria the...
White cat. Victoria...
We could do something better than that. Victoria the...
Ooh, is Victoria his daughter?
Yes.
Okay, so Victoria...
The priestess.
Victoria...
The priestess.
The magical priestess. I feel like they should have...
Victoria the prophetess.
Okay. Got it. Prophetess.
You don't seem excited about that one. Let's do one more.
Well, in alien religion, do they call their leaders priests and priestesses and prophetesses? I just don't think so.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why, like, his name is, like, the magical something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like her name should be Victoria the magical blank.
Victoria, the mystic. The mystic.
Okay, I like that.
Okay. All right, Victoria. So now back to what we were talking about before. We were interrupted by that delicious meal.
Yes, Father. So gross.
We...
I'm going to avoid saying that from now on.
Okay, deal. I'm cool with that, too. Okay, so, the aliens have been getting back to me and telling me that they are very, very hungry. And we need to satiate them soon. What might you suggest?
Well, Father, I did the ending. Well, I have been thinking about something.
What is it? What is it, my mystic, beautiful daughter?
You know, we just have such an excess of Jellicoe cats.
Yes, I agree. It's quite a problem.
I say we take the ones that we can work with and just give the aliens the rest.
Give the aliens the rest.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Well, I like that idea very much.
Yeah.
I like that idea quite a good deal.
Yeah.
But if we end up going through with it, well, don't you think that we might be their next meal?
Me, no.
I'll take it. Victoria the Mystic, you have done it again. You have made your father proud.
Proud.
That's what I tried to do.
Meow.
Yeah.
All right. Scene 3.
Scene 3.
Okay. Join us next week when we hash out scene 4.
And follow us on Instagram at Cats Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also check out our website. I did some updates to it. So check those out.
You want
to
tell them what the website is?
Oh, yeah. CatsPodcast.com.
Great. Also, shout out to Mason Duke for initiating our hashtag. Hashtag Podcats.
Yes.
Get it?
Because it's switched, the letters.
Switch. Yeah. Anyways, join us next week. We love you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This podcast is recorded in Carly and Jamie's apartment studios and is produced by Jamie Lewis. Cats the Musical, the Movie, the Podcast is hosted by Carly and Jamie Lewis. All music is written and produced by Jamie Lewis. Our website was created by Jamie Lewis and our social media presence is run by Carly Lewis.